Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
Big Fuzz. Big Fuzz.
Is he gonna be here?
Big Fuzz.
Where you at?
Big Fuzz.
Where's he at?
Big Fuzz.
Not here right now.
Big Fuzz. Big Fuzz making it late. Big Fuzz gonna be late. Big Fuzz gonna be late, not here.
Right now?
Big Fuzz.
Where you at?
So you can go with late or you can go with no. Or you can go with late or you can go with no.
What are you going
with? You
can
go with late. You can go, I don't know. I'm trying to get I sent him a text.
Trying to get a feeling?
I'm trying to get a feeling.
Hooga chaka, hooga chaka.
Yes. Yes. Darren Copeland here, Big Fuzz not. My experience, so poof.
Ba-bam.
Ba-bam. U.S. soccer struggling.
Struggling.
Ugh.
So now you
hey, at least you should be listen. As a fan, I am happy that the U.S. men's soccer team is able to score three goals because really we haven't really seen them score a lot of goals.
No.
The bad news is they're scoring against Martinique.
Yes. And they're getting scored again. Against.
Again?
No.
Okay. I mean, they've scored two.
And Martinique's scoring on them, too.
That's do you realize that Martinique is not a FIFA-sanctioned national team?
Not until today.
No, yeah, well, they might be here in about 2 minutes, but it is, well, they beat Nicaragua.
Yeah.
And I believe Nicaragua is indeed a FIFA team. The thing is that Martinique was with a bunch of confederations of islands, you know, sort of like the Virgin Islands.
Yeah.
And so they were a conglomerate and then they kind of broke up. So Martinique is trying to get their own team. So this is sort of like, you know, they put the team together and they have all these guys. They actually have a lot of guys who go and play in France. I mean, they speak French, so they go and play in like the lower divisions of France and that thing trying to get noticed. But what's trending, and you might see more is Martinique players playing in the MLS. One guy plays for the Seattle Sounders, but the rest of them are playing in other places.
Yes.
But they've got some talent. If you win the Caribbean Cup, you've got some talent. Because Jamaica is in there. Cuba is in there. I mean, Cuba is definitely baseball, but they definitely have a good soccer team. Their soccer, well, not good, but I mean, they play. That doesn't sound like a big ringing endorsement, does it? I mean, Trinidad and Tobago has a fantastic team.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they consider them in the Caribbean. I mean, but there are some teams that are all right.
Just all right.
Yeah, but but the United States, even
do you consider the United States a team that's just all right? If they play like this?
Well, the whole thing about this is I understand that this is not the first team.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah.
But
it's like the third team you said, right?
Yes. So it's kind of like how I feel that if an MLS team were to go and play in England, I would probably put them, I believe that they could play comfortably in the, not the Premier League, but the one below.
Okay.
But there are definitely some good teams that are in the second, that are in that first division or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, but I kind of feel like here, I feel like you could put out a United States team and this is all MLS. You should be beating Martinique.
Yes.
The whole reason MLS was created was to create opportunities for U.S. Americans to be able to play at a high level in soccer. Okay. And right now what we're doing is you're seeing a total MLS team tying Panama. Okay. Struggling against Martinique. What are they going to do about Nicaragua? I mean, you have a top two goalie. You have a top two goalie in there who made a terrible play. Okay. I don't know what happened on the second goal. I'm doing a show, if you didn't notice. But it's very frustrating to me because, you know, if the MLS, if I'm a 16-year-old kid, what do I do? Do I go to college and go to MLS hoping to get a shot because that's where, you know, everyone wants to see American players come from? Or if I'm 16 and I get a contract from, say, oh, I don't know, Borussia Dortmund, Christian Pulisic, or, you know, Paris Saint-Germain, like the WA kid. If I'm a 16-year-old kid, do I take the MLS route? And frankly, the answer is no. The answer is no, I don't. I go to Europe.
Yeah.
Because Europe, frankly, does a better job. And this is the thing that Klinsmann got crushed for. And you know, and things were, this is where it really was kind of an issue, is he brought in all the kids who were playing in Germany and kids who were playing in England.
I like some of those kids. Yedlin?
Yes. Yeah, you should like those kids. Yedlin started actually here, but he's there now.
Yeah.
But I've got like John Brooks, Jermaine Jones.
Jones, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, all sorts of these guys come in and play.
You think the problem with the MLS is that rapid expansion they have? It seems like every year they're adding a new team.
No, I think it's that.
It's still looked upon as a not quite serious soccer yet?
No, I think it's considered serious soccer.
Okay.
There's enough stars that have come here and have done things. The fact that David Villa has been here, I mean, David Villa came straight from Barcelona to here.
Well, then you had Henry.
Henry, yeah. I mean, you have David Beckham, you have Kaká.
Yeah.
I mean, all the guys that are here now. I mean, there's plenty of huge guys.
Yeah.
Robbie Keane, Kevin Doyle, who plays for the Rapids.
Yeah.
I mean, you have.
You even have Tim Howard.
Yeah. Well, he's U.S. American. I mean, that's a little different. Like, you want to come home and play, you know? And he was getting towards the end of his time with Everton. Like, if you wanted to continue playing, he probably could have. But he would rather play at home and retire at home. In the United States.
Yeah, but like the real big names, like, I don't think Messi would ever come over here.
I believe Messi would totally come over here, but he's only 28. You know, Cristiano Ronaldo has said things about wanting to come over here.
Now that would...
I mean, he's 31 right now. He's got another couple of years at least. He's got another couple, 3 years at least. But, you know, you have Zlatan Ibrahimovic is looking to come over here.
The coolest name ever.
He's the coolest dude ever.
Yeah.
That guy's a cool... So his name is Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
He's the only man that can pull off the man bun.
Yes. He is the only guy that can pull off the man bun. Swedish, Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Lionel Messi's a 30 now, too.
Well, he's... Okay. He's got definitely a couple more years. But, why wouldn't he come... Listen, why wouldn't you come... For instance, in MLS, and we're talking way... This is probably way more soccer than most people want to. I should save some of this from the pitch on Saturday, on Sundays from 4 to 6.
Yes. But I mean,
with Marcelo
Balboa.
What's
going on right now? We got the ESPYs.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about the ESPYs.
Yeah. We got Gold Cup soccer.
We do have Gold Cup soccer, and it's getting me very frustrated.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to tell you is that David Beckham is trying to get it, bring a team to Miami.
Okay.
And has bought actually land, and he's going to make a state-of-the-art stadium there.
Called the Humidity.
Yes. The Humididor.
You have the heat and the humidity.
Yeah, so it's the Humididor. I always thought that they should call Petco Field in San Diego. They should have called that the litter box, but they no one ever wanted to do
no.
it. No, so it's the Humidor. It'd be perfect for Miami.
Yeah.
But the point is this is, you know, if you could be somewhere in Miami, if you were a Latino and you could be playing soccer in Miami, Miami is the capital of Latin America, by the way.
Yeah.
So if you are someone, say, like Cristiano Ronaldo or someone like, say, Messi, and David Beckham says, hey, listen, you're getting to be...
What about James?
James is only 26, and he just got put on loan to Bayern Munich.
Ooh.
So
he's going to be over there for a minute.
No, I think he'll do better probably there.
No, I mean a long time, like a long...
Oh,
minute.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I think it's very hard for a Latino player from this hemisphere.
Uh-huh.
To go over and play in Spain, because you speak the language. So,
but it's different still.
It's very different, but you speak the language.
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of like you know, if you were a U.S. American going over and playing, and there are, like the guy in here, Likaj or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's the captain for Tottenham Hotspur.
Oh, wow.
I mean, he's their captain.
Yeah.
So, you know, hey.
Pretty good.
Yes, but other guys don't do so well. Like Landon Donovan, the first time he went over there, did not do very well because people were like, oh, we're expecting all that. We hear all these great things about you. And he wasn't ready to be there because I don't think people understand how great it is, how good English soccer is. Now, listen, it is not. England is not as good as a lot of, even though they won the U-20 World Cup. England is not as good as a lot of other teams, closer to the United States. But what I'm telling you is, as an average player, it may not be like you may not have the best players, but your average players are way better than here.
They're wrong!
We're talking soccer!
Yeah.
We've been talking soccer for an hour. Oh, no, I take
no
that back.
No freaking way.
We talked bicycling.
Oh, we did.
Oh, you want to hear our bicycle
theme? Bears.
And bears. We talked about bears.
You know there's WNBA on. That's just as interesting. Woo!
Well, we were going to watch the ESPYs, but we actually wanted to watch sports.
Yeah, but Peyton Manning.
Yeah, you're talking off the air.
I know. Just keep what I say.
Rah, 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 soccer sucks. Rah, rah, rah. Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Peyton Manning's hosting. That's the only reason to watch.
They said it. I saw on Twitter they said a joke, and it must have been a joke about Kevin Durant, because everyone was laughing, and then they went to Kevin Durant, and Kevin Durant was not laughing. Not laughing.
Laughing really hard.
I was laughing really hard.
This is why I came back, because I knew, left to your own devices, you would completely gloss over what other people are paying attention to talk about things that no one cares about.
And WNBA after this.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports. In the first degree.